This is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Lee A. Archer died this week in New York City. He was a Tuskegee Airman, considered to be the only black ace pilot. Lieutenant Colonel Archer was 90 years old. Now, Dr. Roscoe C. Brown joins us, a fellow Tuskegee Airman who served as a squadron commander and friend of Lee Archer. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about Lieutenant Colonel Archer and his accomplishments as an ace pilot?
Of course. His accomplishment as ace pilot means that he was a pilot who shot down 5 planes. He was the only Tuskegee Airman who've done so. He had a personality which was very aggressive, very good as a pilot. He would be able to figure out those angles from German planes and shoot them down. But more than that, he was just a wonderful person. He was a leader. People would follow him. And he was very respectful of the heritage of Tuskegee Airmen.
What did he do after his career as a Tuskegee Airman? What did he do later on?
After his career as a Tuskegee Airman, he did some really great things. He went to General Foods Company, one of the first black vice presidents of any major corporation. There he ran their minority business enterprise investment group. He helped to set up new businesses, among them Black Enterprise and Essence Magazine. He also was a leader in the community, providing support to black youth and to black organizations. In addition to Hitch, he was the governmental relations officer for the General Foods Corporation, working with the United States Air Force in terms of improving the quality of commercial flying.
You know, there were fewer than 1,000 original Tuskegee Airmen, and only about 50 or 60 of those are still with us. I'm wondering if you think we've fully captured the stories of these men who broke the color line so resoundingly in our military.
Yeah, given the fact that most people alive now don't remember segregation and they don't know the trials and tribulations of those who overcame segregation, it's important that the story of the Tuskegee Airmen be kept alive. And it's important people like Lee Archer be recognized, just as Percy Sutton was. He was our intelligence officer, because we helped to break the barriers of the color line. We helped to make it possible for African Americans to achieve in all areas. So the Tuskegee Airmen become a synonym for progress, and a synonym for excellence, and a synonym for overcoming obstacles.
Mr. Archer and you, I think, was among the group of Tuskegee Airmen invited to attend Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009.
As a matter of fact, the Obama people invited all of the living Tuskegee Airmen to come to the inauguration because they felt that what we did was to help open the door for people like Obama. So it was a very, very proud day for all of us.
And a really update to history to see you there standing next to the first African-American president.
And that's really true. And, of course, we received a Congressional Gold Medal in 2007, and that, too, was a outstanding recognition of our responsibilities and our tributes to our contributions, rather, to our great country. So, therefore, the Tuskegee Airmen represent progress. They represent a symbol of excellence. And Lee Archer was one of the top Tuskegee Airmen. He was our ace.
Okay, Dr. Roscoe C. Brown, a Tuskegee Airman who served as a squadron commander along with Lee Archer, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Lee Archer, the only black ace pilot and a Tuskegee Airman.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.